The NATO emergency meeting scheduled for Friday has raised fear of an escalation in the Russia-Ukraine crisis, and we have seen the market respond accordingly. The euro has really taken a hit, sliding to fresh multi-month lows below 111 against the US dollar, as the risk of fallout and impact on growth prospects weighs heavily. Currencies have been mostly offered against the buck, though this has been somewhat mitigated by the concurrent surge in commodities prices, which has unquestionably helped commodity-correlated FX. Currencies have perhaps also been helped along by a U.S. equity market that has been more resilient than many might expect in current conditions, this because investors are at least finding comfort in the fact that the uncertainty around the war is likely to translate to more investor-friendly monetary policy. At the same time, all of this has put the spotlight firmly on stagflation risk, with central banks now in a very difficult position of wanting to normalize policy on account of rising inflation, but not being able to do so on account of the fallout from the war. Key standouts on today's calendar include German unemployment, Eurozone inflation, US ADP employment, Fed Powell testimony, and the Bank of Canada policy decision. That's all for now.